This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. officials say the evacuation of the American embassy in Kabul has been completed and the U.S. flag lowered at the facility in Afghanistan's capital. U.S. President Joe Biden and other top U.S. officials have been stunned by the Taliban's nearly complete takeover of Afghanistan as the planned withdrawal of American forces urgently became a mission to ensure safe evacuation from the country. The speed of the Afghan government's collapse and the ensuing chaos posed the most serious test of Biden as commander-in-chief, and he has become the subject of withering criticism from Republicans and others who say that he has in fact failed. Dozens of nations from around the world are calling on all involved in the events in Afghanistan to respect and facilitate the departure of foreign nationals and Afghans who wish to leave the country. More than 60 nations released a joint statement Sunday night, citing what they call the deteriorating security situation in Afghanistan. The statement says that those in power and authority across the country bear responsibility and accountability for the protection of human life and property and the immediate restoration of security and civil order. The nation's statement also says that roads, airports, and border crossings must remain open and that calm must be maintained. The death toll from the magnitude 7.2 earthquake that battered Haiti is soaring as rescuers race to find survivors amid the rubble ahead of a potential deluge from an approaching storm. Authorities on Sunday raised the casualty toll to at least 1,300 dead and 5,700 injured. Thousands more displaced from the destroyed or damaged homes. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Three tropical systems were churning early Monday in the Atlantic Basin and threatening to impact the U.S. Gulf Coast as some Caribbean islands, including the earthquake-ravaged Haiti and the island territory of Bermuda. Tropical Storm Fred was located in the Gulf of Mexico, and it could make landfall by Monday evening along the Florida Panhandle. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said a tropical storm warning and storm surge warning were in effect for coastal areas. Tropical Depression Grace was dropping rain over Puerto Rico early Monday and forecast to move over Hispaniola later in the day. The Hurricane Center said forecasted rainfall between 4 and 8 inches could cause flooding and possible mudslides for Haiti and the Dominican Republic through Tuesday. Tropical Depression 8 formed late Sunday near Bermuda, and the Hurricane Center predicted it would become a tropical storm sometime on Monday. Tropical storm watch is in effect for the island. Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Yassin tendered his resignation to the King Monday, becoming the shortest ruling leader after conceding that he lost majority support to govern. His departure comes less than 18 months after taking office and will plunge the country into a fresh crisis amid a worsening pandemic. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Sunday called on early elections for September 20th, saying he needed a new mandate to ensure voters approved of his Liberal government's plan to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. 49-year-old Trudeau is betting that high vaccination rates against the virus and a post-pandemic economic rebound will help him prolong and strengthen his grip on power. The newly released data shows that 71% of the country eligible population is fully vaccinated. Prime Minister spoke after visiting the Governor General and the representative head of state, Queen Elizabeth, who formally requested the dissolution of Parliament. The director of the National Institutes of Health is warning of tough days ahead amid surging COVID-19 infections. Dr. Francis Collins says the U.S. could decide in the next few weeks whether to offer coronavirus booster shots to more Americans this fall. Among the first to receive them could be healthcare workers, nursing home residents, and other older Americans. No U.S. decision has been made because cases so far still indicate that people remain highly protected. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Collins also pleaded anew for unvaccinated Americans to get their shots. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Hey,
Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your door, so relax wherever you are. Let me take you around Africa on disc, because today it's going to be real hot as we take off from Cameroon with Micheline Ewang in Le Petit Matin. And right after that, African Thriller by the award-winning Rocky Dauni of Ghana, and Posa Ya Bolingo by Alicia Stelluji of the Democratic Republic of Congo. But right now, let's take it to the top with this cool and calculated lady, beautiful from Cameroon, Micheline Ewang, Le Petit Matin.
my God. I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy. Boom, boom.
Saya Bolingo, Alicia Stelo G of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and right before that was Rocky Dawune of Ghana in African Thriller, and Le Petit Matin by Michelini Wang of Cameroon. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington, pushing and pulling the beats for you. I'll be right back with more music that is gonna rock your moment, so stay close.
It's JR alongside Amzad Leeds.
Hello, Africa. This is JR, the Bon Sierra Leonean, reggae singer-songwriter based out of Washington, D.C. You are tuned in to the African Beat with David Vandy of The Voice of America. Keep it locked.
I am a Bon Sierra Leonean, said I'm in love with this green, white and blue. I am a Bon.
Now let's take a trip to Côte d'Ivoire with Monique Seka in this all-time favorite, beautiful music, Mission War. And right after that, Nyandebo by Emerson of Sierra Leone and Aye by Davido of Nigeria. Miss you are right now with Monique Seka of Côte d'Ivoire.
Miss you, madam, miss you. some boy reach you do the beat. It means say the song legit. If I do me magic, well now, sir. Oh, yeah, the boy.
If you want me, I want you, eh.
Bye.
Davido of Nigeria, and right before that, Nyandebo, beautiful music by Emerson Bokeri of Sierra Leone, and Missiwa by Monique Seka of Cote d'Ivoire. This is your super show, the African beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Van De here in Washington. Stay tuned, I'll be back with more music.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
You love the African beat, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about the show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can also call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And the number again is 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. This is your super show, the African beat, bringing you music from across the continent, music that will make your day. Tanzania is going to be our next stop right now with Nakungangania by Milka Kakete. And right after that, Ethiopia's Abush Zeleke comes in with Jela Jilo and Forever by Dobes featuring Mampi of Zambia. Nakungangania right now with Milka Kakete of Tanzania.
Nakunganga niya,
adui ainukapo kwa njia moja atakimbia kwa njia saba. Ubariki uzao wangu, mimi nami nitakuwa kichwa na kung'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'ang'
Oh,
Zambia's Dobes featuring Mampi in Forever, and right before that is Jalajilo by Abush Zeleke of Ethiopia and Naku Ngangania by Milka Kakete of Tanzania. You are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat, on The Voice of America, broadcasting from Washington, D.C.
Hi, this is Rebecca, and you're listening to The African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
And let the music continue to roll, because this is the show that brings happiness into your homes. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, this is your moment. Make use of it. Remember, The African Beat comes to you Mondays through Fridays. And right now, Uganda is going to be our next stop with Halima Namakula in Africa Yeto. Right after that, Nare by Daddy V of Kenya, featuring Frankie Paul and Naomi. And then we bring in some super African stars, Davido, Tiwa Savage, Sakodi, and Lola Ray, all in Africa Rising. We are one Africa. Beautiful tune. But first, Africa Year 2 by Halima Namakula of Uganda.
Come kwenye scene sisi tunaleta show. Watu wanajua sisi ndio mwisho. Funky four daddy vini ruka ruka kwenye floor.
Everybody shake it and take it to the floor.
Tunaleta nare tukikuja kwenye party. Kama unani feel iyo rumba isakate. Kiwa una joto hizo drinks zikamate.
Uwe kwenye gari, kwenye ndege au meli.
Tusikize kwenye radio ama tuone kwenye telly. 1, 2, 5 tunaenda straight to your belly. Tunamoto sana tunaenda kwenye streets. Funky wote ruka juu mtoke kwenye seats.
Rising, One Africa. Yes, I love this beat. Davido, Tiwa Savage, Sakodi, Lola Ray, all beautiful and wonderful stars from Africa. And right before that was Nare by Daddy V of Kenya, featuring Frankie Paul and Naomi. And Africa Year 2 by Halima Namakula of Uganda. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America.
Shall come to pass, amen. From grass to grass, from grass to grace. But it's left to us to make it happen on a daily basis. Back to back, Africa stand for peace.
Tunajivunia upendo wetu na amani tena pia